The Gemara says in Pesach, Mishelo Hivdei B'Motzai Shabbos, you have until Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to make Havdalah. So the Shaila is, what about someone who is an Onein on Motzai Shabbos? Someone became an Onein, well, you're not an Onein on Shabbos, but you lost your loved one on Shabbos, and now Shabbos is over. So an Onein is Patam in our mitzvahs, and we pass in it's us to do mitzvahs. So what should an Onein do? Well, obviously he can't make Havdalah Saturday night. So the question is, when he comes home after the funeral, is he chayev to make it? And let's say he did make it by mistake or on purpose, would he have to make it again? So the Maharam of Rumberg writes that the Ovel, the Onin, is obligated to make Havdalah when he comes home. And the Rush disagrees and says, when our Gemara says you have until Monday, Sunday, that's because you're unable to do because you're an Onis, so you had no wine, whatever the case may be. But an Onin who's Pater from an Amotzi Shabbos, he doesn't have, in other words, you only have Tashlumin if you're Chayav, you were never Chayav Meikaro. So this is a major machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam Rurenberg, whether an Onin has to make Havdalah. So what's in the Kudas HaMachokas? To the Maharam Shik and others explain, it's similar to the Machokas we had before between Rav Amram Gon and the Rambam on whether someone who make Kiddush Friday night, could he make it the next day if he's a mazid? So according to the Rambam, yes, according to Amram Gon, no, because the Rambam Gon learns it's Midin Tashlumin, the Rambam holds it's not Midin Tashlumin. So same thing here. How do we view, anytime you have an elongated obligation, do I view the whole time is this man, and it's this reason makdim and lamitzus, or only Motzei Shabbos is this man, and everything else is tashlumin. So it's mashma. So according to the Rush, who says that he's exempt, he holds it must be a din tashlumin, and the if you're exempt from the ikar chiyuv, so then you don't have to do tashlumin. And the Maharam Rumer holds no. It is Man Havdalah extends throughout the first half of the week, and therefore, one would be Chayev Halacha Lamai, so we paskin Onein is Chayev, well, Ovel is Chayev in Havdalah when he comes back. What happens if one made a mistake and was Yote and fulfilled the mitzvah of Havdalah Saturday night? So then, Rav Abadi points out, and others perhaps, that he doesn't have to make Havdalah again. Why? Because, well, number one, it's a could be a discussion whether you could be Yotze or someone else, but let's assume you can't, which is the Pashtus. So, that since it's a Machokas, I think it's the Chochmas Adam, no, the Yehuda, others about Bizman Azeh, because the Gemara talks about that as long as you're involved in the with the Chevra Kadisha, so then you're Pater, but Bizman Azeh, no one's involved with the Chevra Kadisha. I mean, so we assume you're preparing eulogies, making phone calls, etc., calling the caterer, or someone else is. So, therefore, we assume you're putter. So, however, I think it's the Chachmas Adam. Others hold that perhaps Bizman HaZed is no exemption, so therefore we could rely on that Shita. And therefore, if you made Havdalah, even though you're an Onein, so you would not have to repeat Havdalah again.